The United Nations has ratcheted up the pressure on Syria's president by approving a resolution that condemns Bashar al-Assad's crackdown on dissent and calls for him to step aside. More than 130 countries voted in favour of the non-binding resolution, which was similar to the Arab League plan that was vetoed by Russia and China in the Security Council earlier this month. The Russian and Chinese delegations were among just 12 countries to vote against the resolution. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin told the assembly the resolution was one-sided.
The violence must be stopped by all sides, and necessary solutions can only be found through an inclusive political process led by the Syrians themselves. Today's Arab group draft resolution, the situation in Syria, does not meet this criteria. To a large extent, it reflects the worrying trend that causes us concern in the attempt to isolate the Syrian leadership and to reject any contact with it, and to impose an external formula for a political settlement.
That's Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin. Well, the coming weeks are likely to be crucial for Syria's future. The Arab League will meet to discuss ways to help Syria's opposition forces overthrow the Assad regime, including the possibility of providing heavy weaponry to the Syrian Free Army. The Syrian government will also hold a referendum on a new constitution that could introduce a multi-party democracy. But in the meantime, the violence continues. Wissam Tarif is the Arab World campaigner for the Avaz Human Rights Group, which has been monitoring the conflict. He's speaking here to our foreign affairs editor, Peter Cave, in Beirut.
This started peaceful. People took the streets for 6 months peacefully. Men and women challenging tanks, chanting peaceful while he was shooting them, or his troops shooting at them. Now things changed. Now we see a militarized wing for this revolution, and more people picking up weapons and fighting.
Even with army defectors, is it going to be a military victory against Assad?
At this stage, militarizing the opposition and the troops on the ground, those who are fighting with the opposition and for the opposition, without working on creating a firm leadership on the ground that responds to a political leadership, that is a mistake. For now, the friends of Syria are meeting in Tunisia and they have to make decisions. The international community have left the Syrian people alone for almost a year. It's time to take decisions and to step in. The Arab League is ready, the friends of Syria are ready, and they have two options. And they will be considering two options. There's no third one. Either militarizing the opposition or sending troops. I think militarizing kids on the ground who are fighting at this stage is a huge mistake. Sending troops is a better option, and it will keep the country together during the transition and after the transition period.
Do you think it's any coincidence that Assad has called the referendum for the very same weekend that the meeting is in Tunisia?
This man has been lying since day one he became president. We have to keep in mind that for him to become president, there was a constitutional referendum that took place in 4 hours. And that was the first thing he'd done. The parliament in Syria, or what is called parliament, did that in 4 hours. What is different now? Al-Assad had an opportunity back in March, April, before his speech, to become a historical leader. He refused that. He chose the path of violence, of slaughtering his people. Nay, he has no chance to apply reforms now, or to keep the country together, or to continue ruling Syria. The only thing that Al-Assad can do now, and is in his power, is to step down and allow a peaceful transition of power in Syria. That's still a possibility. But there is only one person can do that, and that is himself.
So what is he doing with the referendum? The referendum, apart from the fact that it wouldn't allow most of the current opposition parties to be opposition parties, are the other facets of that document feasible?
A constitution is an agreement between a population, between a group of people, on a method of living and defining what Syria is. Al-Assad acted again as a dictator, came out and told all of us, okay, I'm changing the constitution now. This man is a dictator. He has acted like this from day one and he still is. Referendum of constitution is not something possible. We are way, way behind that stage. That is not something which will bring peace or a solution for Syria.
How dangerous is this period, this next week and a bit, before the meeting in Tunisia and the referendum.
After the Russia and the China vetoed the Security Council resolution on Syria, al-Assad felt that he has a license to kill and that he has the last chance to oppress the democratic movement in Syria. And that's what he has been doing in Homs, in Idlib, in Damascus suburbs, in Zebedani, etc. The level of violence and the brutality that we have seen in the last week is not something which we have seen before, even though before was brutal and was bloody. In effect, al-Assad thinks that this is his last chance to eliminate this uprising, and he's going to fail. Those who are taking the street are invincible. When people are willing to die in order to be free, not al-Assad, not anyone can win on them. They are invincible, and they will win. The question is, how to minimize casualty, how to keep Syria together, how to keep Syria stable. Those are the questions. And I think the answer for that question has already been determined and answered. Al-Assad will leave by force, by battle, and that was his decision.
Wissam Tarif, the Arab World Campaigner for the Avaaz Human Rights Group, and he was speaking to our Foreign Affairs editor, Peter Cave, in Beirut.